Rachel is in Southwark. Rachel.
Hi, James. I'm also a long-time fan. Right. I agree with pretty much everything that the last lady just said, and I'd also want to say I'm currently doing a teacher training program called Teach First, and I was absolutely livid when I heard that caller. Pat. Absolutely livid. I think I've never had a job or a career, let alone a profession, where everything is so complex. You know, I don't know of any other career where you have to be a manager and a carer, a social worker, a guide, you know, a team player, a leader, everything all in one go and more. And I think it's absolutely insane that that woman has said that teaching is so easy because, you know, I'm thinking of all the abuse I've suffered today for about 5 or 6 hours.
Now, come on, Rachel, you didn't really suffer any abuse today, did you?
I've had chairs thrown at me today. What else happened? I've had kids calling me horrible names. I mean, 12-year-old, 13-year-old kids. I should mention I teach in a very difficult, rough inner-city school in central London.
No excuse for the people to behave like that, though.
No excuse whatsoever, but the problem is that it comes from these parents. It comes from parents such as Pat, who was saying, you know, this isn't good enough, teaching is so easy, etc., because these kids can take those attitudes with them into the classroom. And, you know, as soon as you get one kid acting up, it kind of spreads like wildfire, and they come with those attitudes, and they say, well, you know, you're not a good teacher, you're not this, you're not that.
Rachel, why do you put yourself through this? Why do you do this as a job?
Well, it was interesting, really, because before I started this graduate program, I had another profession, and I actually switched because I remember the bit of teaching that I did during university and just afterwards on my gap year. It's such a rewarding job when it all goes right and when you get the right kids, and even when you get the wrong kids, but you get supportive parents, and, you know, you win over a class. It's the most fantastic feeling in the world. I mean, teachers by profession and by nature, they are very caring. They have to be, because that's the only way you can get through your job. It's not a job.
Are you a good teacher, Rachel?
I am a good teacher. Good. I'm an outstanding teacher, actually. Good. But good. That's beside the point. I mean, I completely
agree.
No,
it's not. It's not, because, you know, people know whether they're good at what they do.
Well, actually, do you know what? I'm sorry to interrupt you, James. I really don't think they do, because sometimes it's part of the problem is you get these head teachers who are absolutely useless, and to be honest, the staff are propping them up. That's what happens in my school the whole time, and it's amazing how much our senior leadership team can get away with, actually. You know, I've had people cover for mistakes that SLT have had, and I've seen, you know, the head just clearly not managing something properly, and it's infuriating, it's undermining. And it's,
Rachel, that's,
you know,
the same in every business where there are bad people in charge. You know, the people
exactly.
who are good at their jobs will keep it going and,
exactly,
and will carry them.
Exactly, but that's not
them,
how it works in teaching. That's the problem.
It shouldn't work like that.
You do get amazing teachers and you do get amazing heads, but, you know, the problem is when you don't get the top-down aspect, you only get the bottom-up kind of propping up everything. And that's where these issues arise. You don't get any support from the parents. You don't get support from the head. What are you meant to do as a teacher when a kid starts throwing chairs at you or throwing books? Or,
let me just,
you know,
listen, Rachel, I can tell how excited and how enthusiastic you are. And I hope there's somebody there, you know, channeling your enthusiasm. And I hate the idea that there's somebody not very good in charge. But hopefully that will be shown out. Now, just tell me before you go, because people are interested. When you say you've had chairs, what led up to an incident for you today in your working life where some kid decided to throw something at you?
Well, that's the problem, you see. I've been noted in practically every observation I've had for my patience and my calming influence in the class. Because of that, I've been given this year a lot of bottom set classes who typically have anywhere from between, I'm thinking, 1 to maybe 6 or 7 students with severe behavioural issues, which can include severe mental issues or psychological problems. And, of course, you only see these kids for maybe an hour a day and occasionally around the school, and you don't know what's happened just before they come into your classroom. So anything can set these kids off. Maybe one day, I don't know, they've had a bad day at home, they come into your school, they come into your class, and they're so angry at what's just happened at home that they explode the second you ask them, you know, to take out their book or to sit down or whatever. Like, you literally do not know sometimes. Another time it could be a kid across the class, they've done something, or, I don't know, they don't feel well that day. It's literally anything.
And are they taken out of class and dealt with? Are they given a thrashing?
No, that's the problem. It's all up to the class teacher. It's literally like being in a war. You have to defend yourself the whole time.
But, I mean, you're not allowed to touch a child, are you?
No, I mean, there's...
So what do you do?
It's called reasonable force. The thing is, sometimes, well, I've had a kid who's... I've had terrible things happen to me. I've had kids who have told me that they'd do this to me and that to me. They'd get their fathers on me. They'd all this kind of stuff.
Well,
that's
what's
just
the,
talk.
What's the worst? What? No, but it's not. It's not acceptable.
Well,
what have they said they will do to you? What sort of things?
I had a kid who told me that he'd rape me in front of the rest of the class. I've had another kid who came in and verbally abused me 3 times in an hour. And actually, the kids started defending me because it was a GCSE class and I was in the middle of something really
How
important.
How old were these children?
14, 15. It's usually when they're at the most hormonal that we see, you know, the build-up. But other times I've had kids throw books at me. I've had them carving swastikas into walls. I've had them... Everything. It's
and
been
don't,
terrible.
Don't you get the backup from your head teacher for this? Well,
No. But, I mean, sometimes the staff are worse. I've got to be honest, sometimes the staff, they, you know, in these inner London schools, you have a lot of staff turnover, which obviously unsettles the kids. And when that happens, they take it out on the permanent members of staff.
To be honest with you, Rachel, I'm not surprised people don't stay in a school where you're telling me the sort of job of a policeman in a very hard area or a policewoman in a very hard area that you're having to do, but with no authority and no protection.
Well, that's the reason that I'm saying that, you know what, these outstanding and good teachers, maybe they should be paid more, but you know what, at the same time, I don't think these head teachers should be receiving the amount they receive. And it's a very confusing situation because on the one hand, you do want to reward outstanding teachers and you do want to reward excellent contributions and everything. But at the same time, it depends so much on the kids that you're given. I mean, I know I'm an outstanding teacher. Well, you know, on a bad day, I'm a good teacher. But at the same time, I'm only as good as the kids who sit down, get in my classroom, stop talking, get on with what I'm trying to do and don't end up fighting each other.
But
you
see
what
I mean? Yeah, well, I know exactly. I went to a pretty rough school, but nothing like that.
It's an atypical school. That's what pretty much everyone's been saying who comes in. Because we get a lot of staff passing through, absolutely shocked and horrified. So I do want to stress that it is an atypical school in central London, but... You do get
well, listen, Rachel,
like
you're a brave person if you want to stay and work there, and more power to you. But I would like you to keep in touch with me, and I would like you to sort of tell me from time to time, ring me and just say, listen, I had a really bad day. This happened to me.
It'll be every day, James.
No, but it shouldn't be. I won't ask you to name the school over the air. That would be wrong.
Please don't.
But I would like you to tell me off air or tell my producer off air what the school is. Maybe there's something we can do. I don't know.
I would love to.
How many times a day when you go to work are you actually frightened?
Frightened? Well, my threshold has actually increased somewhat. I would say nowadays probably about once, but last year or even 2 years ago, it would have been pretty much every single lesson at least once.
Have you seen a slight improvement in the behaviour?
Oh, definitely, definitely. But, you know, in my school, the kids know me now. When I first started... they thought I was going to leave them every 2 minutes.
So part of the problem with these inner city schools and some of these schools that are not performing well is the high turnover of teachers.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, I've got a friend on the programme who their school dropped in the GCSE ratings last year because so much turnover of staff.
Do you know what I'm going to do, Rachel? I'm going to play part of this chat we've had, I'm going to send part of it to the minister. For education. Because I actually think, if you don't mind, I think if you know, and I'm sure you're telling me absolutely as it is, if you are as keen to do your job in those circumstances and to make a difference and obviously as enthusiastic, then there should be help out there for you. Because obviously we shouldn't want to lose somebody like you. But if the problem...
Well, I've been staying in teaching for a long time. I've already decided.
Have you? But you don't sound very old, so I can't imagine you're going to be there for very long.
Well, thank you.
But nobody should go to work every day and feel scared. Nobody should be threatened with rape. Nobody should be abused in this way. This is an appalling situation.
I agree, it is.
Rachel, thank you for your time. We'll talk again.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
Your views, 0845 6060 973.